The US Congress having just introduced a bill that could fundamentally change relations between America and South Africa. House Resolution 4051 proposes financial and diplomatic sanctions against South African leaders for aligning with terrorist regimes, supporting Hamas and Iran, and weaponizing international law against Israel. If passed, this would cut U.S. aid and impose sweeping penalties on ANC figures. And joining us now to discuss this further is Yigal Marcus, the director of Republicans Overseas Israel. Yigal, thanks so much for weighing in on this very, very important conversation. In your opinion, how significant is this bill in terms of real political consequences and not just rhetoric?
Oh, it's very real and it's very serious. And finally, this administration is standing up for justice and righteousness when it comes to just how countries are discriminating against and persecuting not just Israel, but really the Jewish people. And this administration, led by Donald Trump, has made it very clear that there's no room for anti-Semitism, not amongst the people. Not amongst the visitors in America, but it's also there's no room amongst the partners and allies of the United States of America. They're going to stand up against it. This is a long time in coming, but this administration is very, very serious about reversing what is going on. And quite frankly, it's been embarrassing what South Africa and the South African government, I shouldn't say South Africa, the South African government has done when it comes to Israel, the International Court of Justice, and all the things they've been doing and aligning themselves with our enemies. So it's very serious, and I think the consequences are very serious.
Is there any chance it won't go through, and how long does it take for a bill to become law?
So, you know, the Republicans control Congress right now, both the Senate and the House of Representatives. I think you'll actually get some significant, I would hope that you get some significant additional support from the Democrats, both in the Senate and the House. So it has to work its way through committee and everything else. I think this is going to pass. I think it's going to pass relatively quickly. And then South Africa is going to have to make a choice. And the choice is going to be you align yourselves with dictators, with rogue evil regimes that support terror, that celebrate days like October 7th, with anti-Semites, or you join the community in the of the world and fight evil wherever it is and support those who have been persecuted. And that's a decision they're going to have to make, but America's not going to sit on the sidelines while they make it. There are going to be consequences until the South African government sees the light and understands just how serious America is in solving this problem.
The bill accuses South Africa's government of supporting Hamas and Hezbollah and building ties with Iran. Do you believe these claims are grounded in evidence?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. We know that there are alleged Hamas training facilities in South Africa. We know that there's been a lot of funding going to South Africa from Iran, especially right before they prosecuted Israel in the ICJ. And so there's substantial evidence. That's why Israel has a Mossad. We see it all. But there is substantial evidence that there's been support and both political support and other supports as well. But there's no question that there's support.
One of these,
and it's a tragedy. It's a real tragedy, and it's a real tragedy because Israel and South Africa obviously a while ago, but it used to be very good allies. And there's so much that Israel can offer South Africa. We have water technology that could revolutionize South Africa. We have, energy solutions that could revolutionize South Africa. We have, so much to offer, but it's because of their misguided allegiance to terror regimes that they're losing out on such a wonderful future. And, hopefully they're going to see the light and change their ways.
I know that most of our listeners, if not all our listeners, would agree with every word you're saying. One of the strongest accusations is that South Africa is weaponizing international law, what's now being called lawfare against Israel. What does that actually mean, and why is it so serious?
It's serious because, number one, when you take something like the ICJ or the ICC, whatever one of these global courts, and you apply standards that, number one, are never applied to any other nation on the face of the earth. Number two, that there are inventions, that the allegations are completely invented in order to get Israel to defend itself. And number three, you know, at the end of the day, when you I guess it's really number one as well, but when you hold the Jewish state to standards that you hold no other state, you know, Israel didn't prosecute South Africa for the alleged murder of the Boers and the farmers, even though we've seen the videos and we've seen the massive crowds, yelling "kill the Boer." We don't prosecute them. So the answer is that they are extraordinarily, they have weaponized it. The purpose of the ICC and the ICJ were to defend the world, to have a venue in the world against real genocide. And, you know, if Israel is committing genocide, they're doing a very, 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 very bad job at it. Very, very bad job at it. And so, so when you weaponize it, when you turn it against the Jewish people, when you turn it against the Jewish state, for one reason and one reason only, because you don't like us very much, it's undermining everything, literally, that these things should have stood for. They've been delegitimized thanks to South Africa, and so the future looks, unfortunately, when there actually is a genocide around the world, these venues no longer have the credibility to actually prosecute them because of what exactly they've done with Israel and because of how South Africa led the way in persecuting the state of Israel.
Yigal, if this bill passes, we're looking at travel bans, asset freezes, and even secondary sanctions. How likely is it that other Western countries like the UK or Canada might follow the US lead?
It's always a very hard question to answer, but we know that when it came to arresting Bibi Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, and the warrants that went out, that the European nations lined up to try and enforce that. I think that what you're going to find is that, you know, sanctions are one of these things where it's very hard to have sanctions in a integrated banking system around the world where one well-known bank says you can become my client, but that bank does business with the American banking system, and the American banking system says we can't have them as a client. So because it's so well integrated, I think that banks are going to be very, very careful about opening accounts and managing accounts for people who have sanctions attached to them. And so I think it's going to be a problem. And by the way, I think you're going to have a similar problem in South Africa with South African banks, because if the South African banks want to be connected to the American banking system, they need to comply with American law. And if there are sanctions and they decide not to apply the sanctions and to skirt the sanctions, the American banking system will be closed off to them. And how do you think what do you think the impact of that will be to South African businesses who are global, who need through their banks to access the American market? It could be devastating. So the message, they're going to have to really reconsider just how hateful and damaging they have been to not just to Israel and to America, but really to the world institutions that are meant to protect innocence.
And let's just hope that message resonates. That is Yigal Marcus, Director of Republicans Overseas Israel. As the bill moves through Congress, the world will be watching whether it brings accountability or further division. But one thing is clear, the days of silent diplomacy may be over.